Legislative Guide. Research is conducted by the Legal Services Division of the Iowa Legislative Services Agency in an objective and nonpartisan manner. Although a legislative guide may identify issues for consideration by the General Assembly, nothing contained in a guide should be interpreted as advocating a particular course of action. The reader or listener is cautioned against using information contained in a legislative guide to draw conclusions as to the legality of a particular behavior or set of circumstances. Legislative Guide to Redistricting in Iowa. Ed Cook, Senior Legal Counsel with the Legislative Services Agency, Legal Services Division, wrote this guide. He can be contacted at 515-281-3994. Number 1, Introduction. Redistricting, the redrawing of congressional and legislative district boundaries, has always been a political process which has generally been fought at the state level. For both congressional and legislative districts, constitutional and statutory provisions generally required the drawing of district boundaries based in part upon population. However, until 1962, most states generally ignored any requirement to redistrict congressional and legislative districts based upon changes in the state's population. In 1962, however, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a person could challenge and seek judicial redress for an allegedly improper redistricting plan. As a result, state legislatures were forced to draw redistricting plans consistent with constitutional and statutory requirements, or else be subject to having their congressional and legislative districts drawn by the courts. This legislative guide is intended to provide some basic information concerning the process of redistricting in Iowa. Specifically, this guide will discuss the relevant constitutional, statutory, and case law requirements that apply when establishing congressional and legislative district boundaries in Iowa. Code citations, unless otherwise noted, are to the 2007 Iowa Code and Iowa Code Supplement.